This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witt. It's really great to be with you today. There was the young man who had a distinct message written on the back of his T-shirt. You couldn't miss it. And these were the words on the back of the T-shirt. It said, "Life's a case of mind over matter. I don't mind because you don't matter." Well, it's quite a statement, isn't it? It sends the message that this young man didn't particularly care about anyone else except himself. And making ourselves number one in life's list of priorities is firmly entrenched in today's society. And maybe this is because negative emotions show themselves far more readily than good or positive ones. And as a result, we express irritation rather than a sense of compassion towards each other. We're prepared to criticize more readily than encourage others, and we might even hate people rather than love them. So not everyone is prepared to do something for nothing. Or if we receive some acts of kindness from somebody, we're slow to show appreciation. Now, perhaps we complain a lot and say, well, look, people should do more things for us. Or the other way is that we carry grudges around, sometimes for years or even a lifetime. Grudges over wrong things that have been done to us. I guess you know people who carry grudges like this, and they have a desire that they will never, ever forgive that person or persons. In actual fact, there's not much joy really to be gained by seeking revenge. If we've been hurt by someone else, we really need peace, not revenge. We need the sense of calm in our own lives, and that can only happen when we offer forgiveness. And I know it's easier said than done, but holding a grudge or failing to forgive is a heavy burden that we carry. And the medical people say that people who refuse to forgive others actually have problems rather than those who do. The refusal to forgive is most common among people with high anger and fear levels, because when you forgive someone, there's a sense of liberation. It frees the people up. Forgiveness is a great gift. We have to condition ourselves and practice forgiveness. It doesn't come easy at first. It needs lots of practice. But as a Christian, do you know that God helps us in our faith, and he gives us the ability to see others as children of God? If you see people differently, of course, you might be more readily there to forgive them. Jesus Christ is our great example, how Jesus lived to teach others and to serve them. He healed the sick, he brought the dead back to life, he fed the hungry, and he came to his own people, that yet many of them rejected Jesus. They falsely accused him, and Jesus ended up dying a criminal's death on the cross. And yet, here were the words of Jesus on the cross, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It's a wonderful statement, that. And if forgiveness was the overriding emotion in our hearts, what a wonderful world we would live in today. Broken families, well, they'd be reunited in love. We wouldn't have hatred, and the ethnic and racial intolerance problem would disappear. And as a result, people would love each other as God intended. People would put aside their differences and concentrate on following him. So if we don't forgive, no matter how many times we're called on to do so, those grudges that we have can actually turn into real seeds of bitterness and in hatred. I like the story of a little boy who came home to his grandfather. He was very upset. A schoolmate had hurt him, and the grandfather tried to explain that hate wasn't a good thing. It could end up wearing him down. He said, this was the grandfather saying, "It's like two wolves inside me. One is good and does no harm, doesn't take offence when there's no offence intended, and he will only fight when he has to do so in the right way. But the other wolf," he said, "that's full of anger. The smallest upset will see him into a fit of temper, and he fights everyone. It's helpless anger, but it doesn't achieve anything." He said, "Sometimes it's hard to live with these two wolves inside me," he said. "Both of them try to dominate the spirit. Which one wins, grandfather?" He said, "The one that I feed." That's true. It's a good story. It's true. Whatever we feed, if God's grace is there, if we need his help and his strength, that's the one that wins, isn't it? That's how we win through, with God's help. So let go of the grudges. Thank you, dear Lord, that you do give us the strength and the wisdom to forgive others. Lord, if there are grudges, Lord, help us to deal with them and to let go. And because we can do it in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.